Hi guys, so thank you for tuning into the Bent Masterclass today. I'm really excited about today's podcast because I feel like what I have today is really going to boost someone who has really been just going around in circles, not knowing where to start. I think this is the perfect place to start. So today, I'd like to just do a bit of a review on some apps and websites that I found that are really helpful in creating an online store, and it just makes you able to have that 8-to-5 and still at the same time run your online store. So it's pretty amazing how people have really done the most to try and simplify the process for you. So you have no excuse, especially now that this has become almost our new normal. You need to figure out how to run your business from anywhere and still make your money without having to rely on physically owning a shop or renting out a space. So the first one that I came across is called Gobi. I love this one, mostly because it's a Kenyan owned product. It just enables you to create your online store and customize it to your liking. And the best thing about this one is it's literally the cheapest option that I've come across so far. So you see, for this one, you get to create your website and it's free for the first 30 days. Then every month after that, you pay 300 bob or an equivalent of 3,600 a year, and you are able to make full use of the resources that they have on there for you. So another really amazing thing about this one is that once you start to pay, you don't have a limit to the number of products that you can upload. So you can have unlimited products. If your business is requires a wide range of products to be displayed, this one gives you exactly that. Then you have the ability to upload 5 images per product, which is pretty good. You can give a 360 view of your item without a problem. Then it's really easy to navigate, to set up your store, to customize, because its templates are pretty simple and customized to suit literally every business. It looks good, or at least it has the basic look and feel of an online store kind of platform. Then you can always edit and amend the details of whatever you've uploaded. You can create discounts. You can link it to their social media, which is Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, even Instagram, as a result of being able to link it to Facebook, because Facebook and Instagram usually go together. So that's a big plus. Another thing that is really amazing about this one is the analytics. It gives you a performance dashboard of how much you sold within that period. And I think for me, for any growing business, this is a must have. You know, you need to evaluate and see whether it's working or it's not. So having a performance dashboard is really great. Then you also have the ability to import your contacts and even create broadcast lists. That means you can create a contact list for your customers and upload it on Gobi. And every time you want to blast a message, you can just do that simply from the comfort of your phone. All you need to do is have a good enough data plan or SMS data call plan, whatever, and that is enough for you to be able to create your online store and have your customers at your fingertips and able to communicate to them whenever you need to. Then it has an order management system, right from when the customer orders to when the item is delivered and received, and even allows the customer to give feedback on the website, which is pretty awesome if you ask me, because usually a lot of time gets wasted in between just trying to figure out, okay, fine, so I've gotten an order, now what next? Because you can do that for, say, selling stuff on social media, but this one gives you that advantage. Then finally, I think another really amazing thing is that you can upload your offline orders. So for those ones that you sell, say off social media, someone DMs you and doesn't really go directly through the website, you can come back and upload the details of that sale, and it gets included in your performance analytics, which for me gives you a pretty good picture of how well your business is doing. And finally, it has this delivery feature. So this is a new feature that came in August, where now this Gobi app links you to some trusted delivery service providers that allow you to incorporate delivery into your business without having to actually go and look for them online, or, you know, source them separately and then, yeah, have someone call them to have the items delivered. So this is such a plus, and I don't think many of the options that are available have this. So it's really awesome that Gobi is here, and it's Kenyan, and it just captures everything that you would want in a store, just at a cost of 300 shillings a month. I mean, it's like having a shop at CBD that costs you 300 shillings to run. That is amazing, 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 amazing. Then you can even set up a pickup area in town, those ones that you get a shelf for 2000 bob, and utilize that and even link it now to your business, such that whenever someone orders, you can have them pick up, because you can set up a pickup location and a delivery location. That is the bomb. Yeah, so if you ask me, I'm going with Gobi, and I'm going to start my own personal store with Gobi, because I know for a fact that it meets all my needs, and 300 bob for me is like pocket change. So I would rather spend 300 shillings to make my million than not start at all, or go and rent a place and stock items worth 10,000 and pay 25,000 rent or 5,000 rent. You see, it makes even more sense than owning a kiosk. So just think about it, and it's pretty awesome. Yeah, and you see, the customer gets to pay for the delivery if they need that. And if you have a pickup location, then that's the only extra cost you need to incur in this case. So it's really awesome. The next one that I found is called ECWID. I don't know if it's called Equid or how it's supposed to be pronounced, but this one was also pretty fascinating to me. I came across it on Instagram, and upon clicking, I decided to download it and just see what it has to offer. So on ECWID, Equid, whatever they intended to call it, you're able to create an online store and now market your products, or have them market it and promote it for you from the comfort of your home. So the thing about Equid is it has four different packages. So they have a free one, and they have three paid packages. And the free one gives you just the basics. It gives you a shopping cart that's equipped with, you know, order management. Basically, it gives you the ability to view your orders, to track them till delivery, and even receive payments. And for this one, it has up to 60 plus payment options. I'm yet to see if they have M-Pesa, but at least you can set up your currency to be Kenyan shillings. So if your business is entirely local, this one will work for you. If you're dealing in a multi-present business that is able to do international deliveries and sales, then this one will also work for you, because yeah, it allows you that. Yeah, it gives you 10 storefront options to upload for pictures. That's the limit. Gives you 10. So if your products are not that many, or you can fit them into ranges, then you can start off with this free package, then upgrade as your business grows. So the other thing is that you get email support. So in case you have any issues, you can just do an email to the team and they will get back to you and resolve your issue. Then for just $15, you can upgrade to the Venture package, $15 per month. It's not a lifetime payment. It's $15 per month. That's about 1500 Kenya shillings. And this one gives you a limit of 100 storefront products to display. They directly market you on Instagram and Facebook. They allow you the ability to create discount coupons. This is really good. Although even Gobi has that functionality, you can create discounts. Coupons, I'm not very sure, but this one now gives you the ability to create discount coupons that people can use to get discounts on your products. Then it also, it's multilingual. So it, for that $15, you can be able to have your website have multiple languages depending on the countries that you're operating in, which is cool if you ask me. Then you can schedule an order. You can schedule order pickups. So like, for example, for the restaurant business where you have to order and then give it some time and go and pick up. So it gives you like a time estimate of how long you need to wait. And then you can go and pick up your products. So if you ask me, that is such a deal. Then for this one, you get email and chat support, which means that you're able to communicate to the manufacturers in case you have issues, and they will sort you out either on chat or on email. Then business is the third one. It costs $35. That's around $3,500 a month. Still cheaper than renting a shop, if you ask me. Then it gives you up to 2,500 store products. So if you are dealing in a high or a large volume kind of business, then this one will definitely work for you, because you can do up to 2,500 products. I think this would take you an entire year to fill, if you ask me, unless you're selling one item. Yeah, that is not duplicate, like unique items, all of them. So I think 1,500 is pretty good for 3,500. That's fine. Then it gives you everything on the venture package, plus automated customer reminders, especially when a customer starts to do a purchase and then they stop in between. They're called abandoned cart customers. Then it triggers reminders to these customers to finish their purchase. The next one is it connects to MailChimp, which, yeah, allows you to come up with customized email templates that you can use to reach out to your customers. Then for this one, if you're running a business that has multiple staff, like say you have 2-3 people, you can give access to multiple staff to the same website just to track and monitor the orders and complete the orders if need be. Yeah, so that's really cool for a business that has employees. Then it also gives you email, chat, and phone support, which again is such a plus, because communication is key when you're doing an online business. Finally, they have an unlimited package. This one doesn't limit the number of products you can upload. It costs $99. That's, let's say, 9,900 to 10,000, depending on the rate. So for 10,000 bob, you get unlimited products. You have 12-hour custom development, which means they can allow you to customize your store even further. And they give you 12 hours to just define to them what exactly you want, and they are available to do that for you on spot. Then you also get priority support on top of everything that's on the venture and the business packages. So this one is also pretty good. More expensive than Gobi, yes, but it gives you a lot more features, especially in terms of comms, in terms of communication, in terms of the kind of support you can get from the team, and also in terms of the ability to capture customers who got stuck in the middle and dropped the order. Yeah, so you don't lose orders. So those two were the ones that stood out for me. I found Shopify to be a little bit expensive, because their most basic package goes for $2,900, and that's $29, 2,900. and the features are pretty basic, so I felt that it wasn't value for money for me, if you ask me. I would still go with Gobi. Gobi is my number one. Then I would do is Equid if I wanted to scale up. Yeah, so a quick disclaimer though, if you want to start an online store with any of these two, just make sure you read the terms and conditions. A lot of companies catch their customers at the terms and conditions because they know you don't read, but just go through them and make sure you understand what you're getting into. Some of them will tell you they reserve the right to change the rates, they reserve, like a lot of them will tell you how they are the ones to decide most of it. So you need to decide if that is okay for you, if it works for you. So I would like to finish off by just giving a few tips about Instagram. So Instagram is a great app for sharing photos and life. Yeah, you hear a lot about Insta life. People's lives on the ground and life on Instagram may not tally. But it's also really turned how business is done and moved it to a whole new level. Like, we have a category of influencers that was not there, say, 10 years ago, you know? These people are people who basically are basically believed to be listened to. What English is that? That people believe they listen to. They are listened to. Influencers. Influencers are people who are basically listened to by their followers, and whatever they do, people usually want to do. Yeah, just to feel that way because of that basic Insta life situation. Yeah. So you'll find that most of these influencers nowadays are also evolving in the way they do their business. So you'll find that some of them have packages from small businesses to high-end businesses that just help promote your business. So if you have the kind of money to actually engage an influencer, it goes a long way. I've seen a business get up to 30,000 new subscribers or new followers within just a few hours of an influencer posting something about their product. And it really goes on. It's like referrals, but from really trusted people. So people always end up buying. It's never a waste of money. So it's a good place to start. I also see that people make use of PR packages where you just send a gift after studying how this influencer is and the kind of things they like and the things that they'd appreciate. You just prepare a PR package, and if they like what you've sent, they'll usually give you a shout out on their stories or on their IGTV, which will end up giving you some followers on your page. So that's really awesome. Then, but I think for me, one of the things that I think a startup business should make do with at this point is the influencer market days. So you'll find sometimes an influencer will feel like just posting a list of businesses that are trying to make it in this life. It's usually free, and they usually have a limit of 100 posts per day. So if you're lucky and your business makes sense to them or is well presented, they'll end up posting your store on their stories. And well, this usually works really well because you don't have to spend money. You just need to focus on creating a good enough ad, and people will always click on your pictures. So on your link, yeah. So if I were you and I'm just getting started and I have some pretty cool looking products and very nice pictures of them, just come up with a nice layout and usually just put in the prices if you can, and a link or the name of your store, and send it to them on these market days, and you'll get lucky, because I know they'll always post. some influencers that have done this that I know, or at least I follow, are the Obwaka sisters. That's I've seen Yummy Mommy and Angie Obwaka and Jesus Girl KE, their sisters, and they've all done a market day. I've also seen Kate Actress do it. Kate, who is Zelina for mother-in-law. And who else have I also seen? Lydia KM from Ibru TV, among others. I don't follow very many, but those are the few powerful women that I know usually do this from time to time, usually towards the end of the month when bills need to get paid, and they understand that COVID has come and created hard times for people. So they really do this to help people. So it's amazing. If I were you, I would jump on the next one. So yeah, I'm glad I could share this with you today so that you can decide on what direction you want your business to take. I've given you options. You can still keep your 8 to 5 and run an online store. That way, you can make it work. So I'm one of those people, and I'm well on my way to creating a Gobi store. My problem is that I have multiple ideas, but I think I'll just start with the easiest to start right now. Then I'll let you know how it goes. So thank you for tuning in. I'm grateful to have had you here today, and I hope that my information is going to help you get started if you are stuck. So thank you and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yay!